right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. And first, it's a new feature on our show. We're calling it...
Wait, wait. Vets the Veep Stakes.
As everybody knows, McCain and Obama are, at this very moment, kidnapping Midwestern governors, bringing them back to their mountain headquarters, and having them battle in elaborate martial arts contests in order to choose their running mate. We thought we'd save them a little time by revealing little-known facts about some of the people on the shortlists in the form of a question. First up, Sam Nunn and Chris Dodd, both Democrats, rumored to be favored by Obama. Allison, these two men, in addition to being Democratic senators, have one other thing in common. According to a report published in 1994, they are both what? They have something in common.
Sam Nunn and Chris Dodd. Mm-hmm. Their last names have the same amount of letters?
Mm. That might have some... Maybe they just have limited amount of space on the stickers after Obama, and they're looking for four letters or less.
Dodd, Nunn.
No, not that, though. Yeah. I'll give you a hint.
Please.
That report published in 1994, that expose, published in the Weekly World News.
Ooh.
So the Weekly World News reported...
practically
aliens?
Aliens, yes, of course. Ooh. Aliens. According to the Weekly World News, they are both full-blooded space aliens. In June of 1994, the Weekly World News published an explosive expose according to a space alien who met with Bill Clinton in the White House. 12 sitting U.S. senators were members of his, or rather its, extraterrestrial race. Among the senators so exposed were Nunn and Dodd. At the time, Senator Dodd was confronted by the Weekly World News and expressed relief that, quote, this is all public. Senator Phil Graham, also named in the report, told the Weekly World News, quote, it's all true. We are space aliens, and I'm amazed that it's taken you so long to find out, unquote. In his case, I don't think he was joking.
No.
Meanwhile, at the same time, in 1994, in his residence, Vice President Al Gore breathed a sigh of relief through his disguised third nostril. And went back to his work of cooling our planet to the point where his frigid race could colonize this planet. Mm.
Obama Dodd sounds good, doesn't it?
Obama Dodd?
Obama Dodd.
Obama Dodd.
Uh-oh.
No.
It sounds like a mini Dodd.
No,
actually.
It's like Obama Dodd. Do, 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 do.
Banana.
Do,
do, do, do. Obama Dodd.
Do, 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 hey.
Well, I guess we made that ticket.
There you go. Paula, over the years, there have been many threats to the dignity of the British monarchy, but that dignity may have now been dealt its fatal blow this week when an auction house sold off what?
A pair of the Queen's undies.
Right. Mm-hmm. Queen Victoria, in fact. Mm-hmm. Now we know what Victoria's secret really is. Namely, handmade bloomers with a 50-inch waist that have a monogram that reads VR for, and I'm going to say this carefully and clearly, Victoria Regina.
Mm. Might it be Regina?
No, it's Regina. We checked. Believe
where?
Me, we checked.
Where? Where?
We checked in the... No, it's, it of course means Victoria, Queen Victoria. That's, you know, Latin.
Oh,
and,
no.
And these,
what do you mean,
bloomers,
of course.
These bloomers are described as, quote, open crotch style with separate legs joined by a drawstring at the waist, a popular style in the late Victorian era, unquote. They sold for $9,000. These bloomers were described by the auctioneer as, quote, very exciting, which makes us wonder both about the tastes of the auctioneer or the British definition of the word exciting. Because when we think of Queen Victoria wearing split crotch panties with a 50-inch waist, we are not amused.
I wonder how many people will wear them next.
Really? You think they're going to be used?
Sure, yeah, a whole family could wear them. 50 inches, that is big.
I can't, you know, large.
And she was not a tall woman. No. She was like 5.5 feet tall, right? Mm-hmm. So,
why? Maybe she was wearing it wrong.
Who's going to tell the Queen you're wearing your underwear wrong?
She doesn't. from head to toe. She kept putting them on side.
I'm not much of a historian. Were there ever reports of her bumping into things a lot?
Your Majesty, you look wonderful, but perhaps you should put your head through the leg hole. So as to see, Your Majesty.
And I'll bet that Victoria's underwear had something written on it.
You know what I bet it said? I bet it said in like that old English Victorian style, I bet it said juicy in huge letters.
That's right.
Across the back. All right.